that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you live this Saturday morning, October 24th, 2015, live from the Radio Ranch. And we welcome you here. We say good morning to you and good morning to the men. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And again, we say good morning to you too, the remnant out there. And we'll have the phone lines open this morning. That's kind of what Coffee with the Wranglers is. We've got our coffee. We've got our Bibles opened. We're going to open up with prayer. And then from there, well, it's kind of a round table, coffee table, you might say, type of, kind of like sitting around the donut shop, talking about current events maybe, but usually how we're seeing them from a biblical viewpoint. And so we'll have the phone lines open in a little bit, but we'll start out with a word of prayer. And John, we'll ask if you'd do that, sir.
Sure. Well, Heavenly Father, we do come before you this morning, humbly, Lord, seeking your will. What it is that you would have us to speak about, Lord, that you want the remnant to hear. Lord, we ask for guidance, wisdom. Ask that you would put a special anointing upon us, that we would speak the words that need to be spoken at this time. Lord, as we see these biblical events unfolding all around us, Lord, as we see these birth pangs that your word warns us about before the great tribulation, Lord, we continue to ask for grace and mercy for your people, and that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Put it upon your people's heart, Lord, to repent, turn from their wicked ways, fall upon their face, and cry out forgiveness. Lord, put it upon all of our hearts to remove any unforgiveness or bitterness that we may have. Lord, I pray that just as your word says, that in the last days knowledge would increase. Well, we can see that. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we have not because we ask not. We're asking, Lord. We're asking for more Holy Spirit. We're asking for more knowledge. We're asking for more insight in the things that are going on. Lord, your word says that your people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, let us not perish for lack of knowledge, Lord. Let us continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Continue to lead us, Lord, as we say, here we are, Lord. Use us. What is it thou would have thy servant do? We continue to just ask for your guidance, Lord. Our will is that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's our prayer and that's our petition today. And Lord, your word also says when two or more are gathered, then you're there also. And we just ask you to come and be with us today, Lord. Let this program this morning be pleasing in your sight. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. Well, beforehand, we touched base on a couple of items, and John didn't know if you wanted to lead off with something. I know Jason was talking about some of the crazy current events that are going on. Sure seemed to be right out of Bible prophecy, especially regarding the what's going on in the Far East.
Yeah, I was talking to Brother Paul yesterday from Michigan, and we'd been talking for quite some time about Ezekiel and how it appears that the stage is being set for the battle of Gog and Magog. And if you look, you can see right now that Russia is obviously in Syria, doing what the United States refuses to do, and that is to take out ISIS, Islam, and for obvious reasons. But something that's extremely interesting is it appears that China is now forming a coalition with Russia. Russia's been bombing for past 4 or 5, 6 weeks, taking out strategic strongholds and supply lines for ISIS. But if you listen to our government and you talk to most people who listen to the stupid media, they think that what Russia's doing is contradicting or is attacking the U.S. forces, which isn't the case. But I think what's really interesting is that now Russia's sending their elite fighting forces, and if you read about it, it looks like China is joining as well. And you can see that in Ezekiel 38, it talks about the prophecy about Gog and the future invasion of Israel. Well, if you look at Israel as that sandbox over in the Middle East, then it's a totally different perspective than if you look at Israel as J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. And in verse 3 it says, And say thus, says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshesh, and Tubal. I will turn you about and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you out and all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them splendidly attired, a great company with buckler and shield, all of them wielding swords. So it looks to me like the Lord's put that hook in the jaw of Putin. And he's using him to destroy ISIS. But China and Russia joining together is, you know, definitely probably not a good thing, other than it's prophecy. So I don't know what you guys see in all that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the good point is I think it all ties together. You know, definitely something to be aware of. It's you know, you watch it. You can't help. I don't know exactly how and why and the ins and outs of how it fits into prophecy, but I know instinctively that it does, and that these things are happening for a reason, and we're seeing these changing, and it's just. Times are definitely changing, and you can see that everything's just getting set up for. I don't know what you want to put the best. You know, I mean, it's like everything ties together, but from Agenda 21 to these wars that we're seeing, to this Gun Control Act, to, you know, what's happened over in Europe over the last 10 years. And it's interesting, I mean, to say the least. I mean, What do you really say about it, except for, you know, hang on, because we're going on a ride. You know, things are changing so drastically, you know, and they're trying to turn us into a European country and do exactly what's happened over in Europe over the last, you know, 20 years. And as I look at, you know, one of the things that is a key deal in this is the Gun Control Act. And, you know, if you look at Australia, what Australia did basically about 20 years ago, we're about 20 years behind what happened in Australia. And I think that they do things like, in different areas like that, and they test, and it's like they have testing grounds. And they'll put through legislation here or there, you know, they'll confiscate weapons. Here they'll, you know, and they test to see how the people can react to it and how people respond to what they do. But, you know, you can see that, you know, in a lot of ways we're 20 years behind of what they've done in some of these European countries, and Australia especially, as far as the Gun Control Act, and they're pushing the same thing here. You know, it's you know, a lot of people don't know how close we are to, you know, having that a mandatory firearms roundup. I mean, when they voted on it, the last vote was, I believe it was, 56 to 46 or 56 to, I mean, it was too close, too darn close. And,
I mean, the UN resolution? Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, people, that's just a Small Arms Treaty Act. Well, you know, Section 11 of that Small Arms Treaty Act was the confiscation, mandatory confiscation of small arms. And, you know, it was in the fine print. And, you know, it wasn't, a lot of people didn't read it. But you can't tell me if they would have passed it, that eventually they wouldn't have tried it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it ties in exactly. I think right now we're living in. I've been spending a lot of time in Ezekiel, and I think that we're in the prophetic times of Ezekiel. If not there, we're headed there. You know, and I think that I think it's all tying together. You know, and. You know, it's you don't want to say it's scary times because it's prophetic times. It's you know, and God has His people, and He always has, and He always will, and He'll look out after those people. You know, and I think right now the thing we can do is fear not. You know, I think we can trust Him. I mean, it's, you know, cling to Him, get your lives right with the Lord. You know, there's that. Those are the kind of preparations that people needed. First and foremost, need to be making.
Yeah, it's time to pay the piper. That's a term that the people in this country seem to be familiar with. But that time to pay the piper is fast approaching. You know, there in Ezekiel 23:35, I think it it points to that. It says, therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, bear now the punishment of your lewdness and your harlotries. And like you mentioned, John and Jason both, when you read through Ezekiel, you see this is the judgment on his people that have done just this, that have walked in the way of all the other nations, that have done whatever they thought was right in their own eyes. And it is harlotries and lewdness in the eyes of God. It doesn't matter what it is in the eyes of the people, but it's harlotries and lewdness in the eyes of God. And he says, because you've forgotten me, bear now the punishment. God is not mocked. And he can certainly bring, he has brought nations from afar before. And he can certainly, and is certainly, doing it again. They may think that, you know, that this Russia, China, you're right, John. They have been coming together. They have been working together as China has grown from just a, in the last generation or two, from just this backwards nation to, the largest consumer, the largest producer nation with the largest military. And they have said, that rule of warfare that the enemy, that God has put on the enemy's heart, that they have to tell you what they want to do or what they're going to do or maybe what they've done. We've seen the Chinese defense minister say, we need more land. The America over there, has land that we want and we need and we will take. And, nobody thinks twice about it. Oh, that's just the ramblings of China. But every war it has normally been fought over land. And when you have a huge nation like China that has a lot of people in it, when they come out and have their defense minister, not some rambling idiot, but their defense minister say, yeah, we would like the northwestern United States. And then their buddies with Mexico who want the southwestern United States. And then, like you said, you've got Russia over there that are putting it to. They are, the term kicking butt and taking names over there in Syria. They're being serious about it. Where does that leave us? It leaves us getting ready for the punishment because we have turned away from God as a people.
You can see that from the beginning, basically, the CIA is running the show regarding all these wars and everything that's going on in the Middle East and taking out the leader of Libya, and it's all towards the goal of the New World Order. But I believe when you read Ezekiel 38, you can kind of see that that's not God's plan. God sits in the heavens and he laughs at these idiots in CIA who think that they have this all figured out, how to bring in their New World Order. But the hook in the jaw is the key, I think. God's got his hook in the jaw, and his will is going to be done no matter what.
Well, and if you read the part where it says, I believe it's 7 months, it says you're going to be burying the dead after God acts. You're going to spend 7 months burying the dead.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot of death.
It is.
It says that after I can't remember exactly how it's quoted, but it says basically after that, he's going to put that seal around his land, and they're going to know that it was him, and he's going to protect it. They're not going to be able to do anything.
Right.
And I think that, as far as the Gog and the Magog, this China is, they've been setting up stuff all over here in the United States for quite some time now. I mean, you look at what they've done in the state of Idaho over the last, 5 years, just south of Boise, I think it's south, I can't remember exactly, I think it's south of Boise, they set up that city, and they're still, they're adding on to that city like crazy, and it's basically a 50-square-mile self-sufficient city, and they've taken control of part of a large portion of the Boise airport. You know, and they have these zones set up all over where, I mean, they bought up everything for hundreds of miles. And, you know, nobody knows what they're doing in there. You know, they've got those places basically, I mean, the way I look at it is they're building military camps. They're building military bases right here on our soil. And, you know, when they have fortresses like that set up, and, you know, I mean, who would have thought? Idaho?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd heard that China had also bought one of the major ship port unloading dock areas out there on, I think in the I don't know if it's in the San Francisco Harbor, but out on the California coast as well.
Yeah, they own several of those now, and airports and businesses, and it's just, you know, I mean, it's crazy when you see a town of, you know, LaPorte, when they come into LaPorte and they buy the gas station and they buy the convenience stores and they buy the, you know, basically in one month they bought up the whole complete intersection on almost all four corners of it, of a main intersection in a small town like LaPorte. I mean, it just makes you wonder.
Yeah, here's that verse you were looking at, Ezekiel 39:11-13. On that day I will give Gog a burial ground there in Israel, the valley of those who pass by east of the sea, and it will block off those who would pass by, so they will bury Gog there with all of his hoard, and they will call it the valley of Hamon Gog. For 7 months the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. Even all the people of the land will bury them, and it will be to their renown on the day that I glorify myself, declares the Lord God.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Well, John, you brought it up before from the pulpit and in newsletter articles, especially from Ezekiel 33, the watchman's duty. And not that we have it all figured out or can see into exactly what's happening and when, but we see the danger. And that's what we're doing, folks, is putting it out to you. Not all doom and gloom, but saying, hey, look at this. Be aware. Understand that, you know, things are not just running hunky-dory and everybody's fine and the economy's growing and there's no problems out there. That's not it at all. No, it's hello, awake, awake. Wake up, Zion. Wake up and get dressed. You know, realize that, that the you know, God is not mocked, and things are not going to continue on the way that they have been. They're not going to continue on forever. We have these, like you said, Jason, like Jason mentioned about these Chinese economic zones that are being put up, not just in California, but Boise, Idaho. You know, now it's not in Pennsylvania. You know, we're seeing the Muslims, the Antichrist Muslim hordes coming in mainly the East Coast and the Eastern Seaboard cities, Dearborn, Michigan, and places more toward the east. And what are we seeing in the West? We're seeing the Chinese. You know, we've spoken with our brother Brent several times from Canada, and he's told us how, you know, many of the signs up there, we see them here. You know, you go down to Greeley, and a lot of the signs are in English and Spanish, right? You know, whether you're in stores or grocery stores, heck, you see it on North College in Fort Collins. A lot of the signs in the stores that are just Spanish, but you know,
yeah, I think it's in California too.
And in California too,
even on the roads,
And what we're hearing out of Canada, so many places out of Canada, is that they're in English and Chinese, because the Easterners, the Chinese, have come in there, and you know, created these, not only these economic zones, but imported their people, brought their people in, bought businesses, and established their people there in Canada. And, you know, we're next. We're next.
Yeah, that verse you were talking about, Ezekiel 3, 17 through 19. Son of man, I have appointed you watchmen to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him, or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way, that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you shall have delivered yourself.
Amen. We read it again in Ezekiel 33. You know, it's there, and it's what we are to do. You know, the good news here in Ezekiel 33 is, starting in verse 11, it says, "Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked." Now, he's talking about his people that are in this new JERUSALEM. He's not talking about the sons of hell out there. I don't think he's talking about the Chinese and the Mexicans and those. He's talking about his people that have put him behind them and have turned and become wicked. But he says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back. Turn back from your evil ways. Why then will you die, O house of Israel? And we see who he's talking to. He's talking to the house of Israel today. And he says, I take no pleasure when you turn wicked, but you're going to die in that wickedness. And you read on through, you know, what would he rather do? He says he'd rather you turn from your sin and practice justice and righteousness. And that those that have practiced justice and righteousness, we read in verse 16, he shall surely live. And so, see, that's the good news. That's the good news of the gospel right there in Ezekiel, is repent. Repent. Return to him. Stop. You know, cease from the lewdness. Cease from the abominations, the things that are filthy in our God's eyes, as we read in the Word. And when you will repent and return individually and nationally, well, our Heavenly Father is there waiting for that. But until that happens, we're seeing the wrath of God being built up and fixing to be unleashed on this nation. Well, guys, the phone lines are ringing. Let's go down to the phone lines. Good evening or good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. It definitely sounds like the time to, what if we're violating scriptures, to fall on our faces and repent.
Amen.
Amen.
Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from California, the evil state, the socialist state.
Well, there's a lot of them catching up with it, so.
Yeah, our nation has gone from obeying scriptures to doing things the world's way. Next week they're celebrating Halloween instead of Reformation Day. And another Satan's high holy days is January 1st, the day that people make New Year's resolutions. And I see two times that God says not to do that kind of stuff. Matthew 5:33 through 37 and James 5:12, and if God says not to do it, you better pay attention, especially in these days.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for your call from California. We'll see if we can get this other caller on the line.
All right.
All right. Have a great day. And we'll check this next line. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
Yeah, you were talking about the little enclaves in this country where there might be only Spanish signs, or up in Canada might be only Chinese signs. I lived over in Europe. It's been decades ago now, but I turned on, I would watch the BBC in the morning, and I turned on the news one morning. And down in Spain, they had a little enclave there where there were mostly English people, you know, down there for the good weather and everything. And they had their pubs and their little shops and all this. And they had a little section of town where it was all English signs, you know. And what had happened is one morning at the crack of dawn, they come in with the police with crowbars, and they ripped all their signs down. And they said, Spanish on top, English underneath. Spanish on top, English underneath. So, you know, there's an example of how the Spaniards did it, you know. They went and ripped our signs down. I don't think that would ever happen in this country, but that's just an example of what the other countries do.
Well, here I think we'd see the English signs written down, ripped down, and probably the same thing. You know, Spanish first, Chinese second, and you better learn that language if you want to know what the road signs are and the business signs.
Yeah, you're probably right there. Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah. Well, that's all I have.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Okay.
307-745-5913. If you want to call in this morning, if you have a comment or a question.
I don't know if you guys saw that Hurricane Patricia, supposedly the largest hurricane ever, was hitting, I think, the southeast coast of Mexico. They're close to Puerto Vallarta with 200-mile-an-hour winds and 26-foot seas. Another birth pang.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just in Mexico. I think all the way across the Mexican Peninsula into Texas. I think they're bracing for heavy rains and are having heavy rains. And I think a lot of Texas is under a flash flood watch through this weekend to see what this hurricane does.
Yeah, it'd be a shame if something happened to that Denise, whatever her name was, the mayor of Houston. Break my heart. The lesbian mayor who called for all the sermons to be.
Right, all the pastors to turn in their sermons when they spoke against what the city council had decreed.
Yeah. A little bit of hope this week, though, here in Fort Collins. It's amazing the stuff that they come up with that you wouldn't even believe is possible, but it is. And through gender equality, a bunch of feminists came up with this petition for women to be able to not have to wear shirts, go topless in town, just like men can. And it came before the city council. And there was word through one of the ex-mayors that they had the votes to pass it. Well, the people and the pastors came out of the woodwork, basically, and spoke against it. And there was probably 90% there that spoke, of maybe 100 people that were totally against it, 10% for it. And we had some powerful prayer, and I told one of the men that was going to speak there, you know, they only had so many people speak, but it was tell the city council that right now I'm praying for you, don't make me pray against you. And anyways, overwhelmingly it went down in flames, so every one of the city council voted no against it.
Oh,
which gives you a little bit of hope that there's still hope for this town. And you know, I think part of the problem is how many of us have really just prayed and petitioned God and said, God, we claim this city for Jesus Christ, and Satan, you can't have it. Just those few words could make the difference of what these antichrists are able to do. We bind the forces of hell that are coming against us, these spells and this witchcraft, Lord. Put it upon your people's hearts if they have those laws of God written on their heart to fulfill your word, your commandments. And I think sometimes it takes so little if we'll just hit our knees and fervently pray to God and do the things that he told us to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, guys, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard.
Yes.
Oh, good. You can hear me. Never certain. Finally pushed a button of mine. I want to talk about a few things. I'm so grateful we still do this morning on Saturday morning so I can sit and listen to you guys. I've done a lot of travel in my days. I just traveled up to the Mojave to visit my mom. My mom lives out by Death Valley. On my return flight, I had to fly. I sat beside a young German couple that were returning to Germany after visiting the Southwest for a few weeks. And we made good conversation, and I got on the Muslim question with them. And boy, to hear the sad stories about Germany today, they've given up all their gymnasiums in their schools so the Muslims have a place to live, so they have no longer any. These people are about 100 miles south of Berlin, and they've given up their gymnasiums, so there's no more athletics taught in the schools. The man works for himself in his own little business, and he's able to keep 20 cents of every euro he makes. They're telling me about the large welfare gifts that are given to all these, what they call, whatever the right term for it should be. It shouldn't be refugee. It should be mass invasions, which these people should be called invaders. That's what they are. They're invaders because we're over there blowing the place up, which is all wrong. About the mayor in Houston, I never made a comment, but that mayor in Houston, if I would have been a preacher in that town and he wanted my sermon, I'd write him the most hottest, beautiful sermon they ever saw about queers and just pile it on them. They should have all just buried it and made it public on that mayor. The thing about putting a hook in the mouth of someone to do the Lord's work, I've been reading Isaiah 45, 46 especially, and in Chronicles, how God used Cyrus, and don't forget he used Artaxerxes to bring Israel back, to open the gates, to build their city, and we would return as his servant, eight with a big H, I-S, his servant. That's who we serve, God. And about him using Cyrus to do to get them back, Israel back to Jerusalem. Anyway, Cyrus was the king of Persia. And in today's terms, that's Iran. So we don't know the wonders of the Lord and how he works. Russia is on their mission, they don't have a warm water port. They want to stop the pipeline that the corrupt United States and Saudi Arabia wants to build across there to go to Europe to shut down Russia. There's another interesting fact I like pop up. In early 1900s, the number one oil-producing country in the world was what? Anybody, most people would never answer it right. It was Russia. Even though we had Titusville, Pennsylvania, and all that oil exploration here, Russia was the number one oil producer. And honestly, I love Russians. I've been to White Russia a lot of times, being married to a White Russian and so forth. And there's no reason for us to ever go to war with Russia. We all know that, don't we? Come back, Caucasian people.
You sure hope so. Yeah, yeah.
I may be rambling too much. Please.
No, we appreciate the call. Appreciate the comments.
Any comments.
I think they're right on.
I haven't talked to you in a while. So I want to say God bless you, and please keep going on. Let you gentlemen go.
Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the comments. All right. And got another phone call here. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. This is Brother Barry in Indiana.
Good morning, Barry.
And,
hey, Barry. How are you?
Just great. My health is improving. My legs are doing much, much better. Hey, by the way, I think it's interesting that the Jade Helm thing, when that ended, the Walmart stores, the facilities that were customized or, let's say, under construction for plumbing and extra supposedly curricular activities, they never went back to retail.
Hmm.
That is interesting.
They're still closed?
Yeah, they were. A lot of them were shut down just due to plumbing problems, supposedly, what they were saying. And we all knew that it was more than that, but they never did. That's interesting.
Well, the other side of it is all the military deployments and the people and personnel, most of the hardware has been positioned, and the people obviously going on to other things and other assignments. The other thing I was going to indicate that our media, our tax-paying media, the PBS such, I was watching the news hour last night on for 1 hour news hour that they have, and they were mentioning Lois Lerner, and the Justice Department said that she did not have any ill will against the Tea Party people, and there was no political intentions for investigating them from the IRS or others. And the commentator just literally leaned back a little bit and smiled, not a cackle laugh, but just a smile. And it's just the dirty, I guess good word is called it, the dirty birds that do these things. They know that in their hearts and in their minds that they're doing something very immoral, but they're getting away with it with their friends, but under judgment. The things that they're doing to the people, the rest of the people in the United States and others, and under the eyes of God, they're not going to get a pass.
No, they're not. And, you know, we've been reading in Ezekiel. I think Ezekiel 39, 23 fits. It says the nations will know, and that means the other nations, the other peoples. The nations will know that the house of Israel went into exile for their iniquity, because they acted treacherously against me. And see, I think that tells us that you're absolutely right. These other people, they know that they can get away with this right now. Some way, somehow, they know that, you know, that they are basically getting away with murder.
Yes.
In so many different ways, and they know it. And it's because God has told them. It says the nations will know that this has come upon us because of our iniquity, because we've turned from God. That's one of the reasons they are so adamant about not having prayer in school, not having Bibles available, condemning the name of Jesus Christ, keeping our people in sin, because they know as long as they can keep his people in sin, they get to be on top.
Well, the closing comment I have is the PBS and their other dot networks and their radio networks is now coming to a point where it's no longer just an adversary or rah-rah session for the liberals or other parties. It's attack, attack, attack. But also the socialism is great. Communism is great. Come on, comrade. This, I have not seen this since I visited Japan years and years ago, that this, the indoctrination now is so heavy that it's okay. We're all socialists. We're all happy, happy. This is amazing. But anyway, I'll get off the air, and thank you, gentlemen, for your wonderful service.
Thank you, Barry. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, yeah, when you see Bernie Sanders, who's a devout socialist / communist, running for president, and he's got, you know, 20,000-plus people showing up to hear his speeches, I mean, it just shows you where we're at.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, again.
Yeah, and it's you know, this, you know, it's just, there's so many aspects of it. You know, Rahm Emanuel announced this week that, you know, the new $250,000 promotions for the gun buyback program there in Chicago. And, you know, I cannot, I don't know if anybody else experiences it or not, but just seeing that guy's picture or seeing him on TV or something like that, oh, he just irritates me. He just irritates me. You know, there's that just that enmity between me and him, and I just can't even, I can't hardly stand to look at the guy. And, you know, what he's doing now is they've done it through a lot of different organizations, but now they're going to the churches, and they're offering the churches this money if they'll promote a gun buyback program. You know, and if you look what they've done there in Chicago, oh, they keep saying that, oh, we're trying to, you know, we have this war on violence, and we have this war on crime. And, you know, they've had their assault weapons ban there in the Chicago area. They've had their violence tax on ammunition. And they've done all these different programs, and they've put strategic regulations on gun stores. They've done one thing after another, and now they're hitting this gun buyback program again with force. You know, they always try to put these programs out, you know, going into the holiday season before Thanksgiving, Christmas, and stuff like that. And as we move more towards Christmas, you're going to see more and more of them because people need money for Christmas, or they think they do. And you know, there's people that, you know, that'll go down and pawn their guns, and they'll trade them in for gift cards. And it don't work. I mean, in everything that they have been trying to stop violence, has none of it has worked. They just, crime rates just keep going up and up and up and up. And you think that they'd get a clue, but the thing is they got a clue. They know exactly what they're
exactly
doing.
It's working.
Is, you know, the same thing that's happened in Australia when they made it mandatory and they crushed everything. It's just it's another thing just to be aware of. But it's, and they really, that Chicago area, boy, they sure have been just doing their darndest to try to get everybody unarmed.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Good news,
you know,
the Lord
sits
in heaven.
You know, since they've done all these things, I mean, this year it was 2,400 shootings supposedly in right there in Chicago, and that has just done nothing but climbed and climbed and climbed since they, you know, it wasn't that long ago, you know, it was 300, and that's before they started all their gun confiscation, their gun buyback programs, their extra taxes on ammunition, their extra assault weapons ban, you know, their increased regulations on gun shops, and, you know, the numbers don't lie. You look at the numbers, and they tell the story.
Jason, you don't think that the bad guys are lining up to turn in their guns for that cash? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
You need to be re-educated.
When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. I mean, you know, when guns are outlawed, only criminals will have guns. I mean, I think that statement pretty much says it all.
I think you need to be re-educated.
Yeah, maybe stick a magnet to my head or something, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a crazy story. I read that.
But,
well, the good news is the Lord sits in the heavens and he laughs and he scoffs
at them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, and we ought to do that too, you know. We'll just laugh at them.
No. Yep. You know, and I mean, it's, you know, we recognize the greater are the forces that are for us than the forces that are against us. And we cling to that and we stand on that. But at the same time, it's like, if you don't see what is going on and have a concern for it and have, you know, a love for your people, when you see what's happening to your people and you see that they're being enslaved more and more and more and their freedoms are being taken away from them,
yes,
and they give up freedoms left and right, it just makes you angry.
Yeah, I mean, we can't forget, you know, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being my priest, since you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. I mean, that pretty much says it right there. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So a lot of this stuff that that we talk about, stuff that the Lord puts upon our heart to bring to the remnant is knowledge.
And, it is. It
you
is.
You know, in Daniel, Daniel 12.
Need to be aware of.
Yeah. And we got to remember, too, that in Daniel 12, I think it was the archangel Michael told Daniel to seal up these things until the last days. You know, this living word has truth that will only be exposed when the Lord wants it to be exposed, and only to the people that he wants to know. So,
amen.
That's the exciting part.
Amen. And people may say, well, what do we do? You know, what do we do with all this? What can we do? We can pray. We can do.
Repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
Absolutely. You know, we're reading through. We can read our Bibles. That's a big thing that our people need to do, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. And so you can go get all that wisdom and instruction you want from the world, and it's not going to do you a whole lot of good if you don't have that base here in the Word. You need to be reading your Bible every day, folks. You need to be praying every day. Praying, you know, we recommend you pray the Lord's Prayer. Hopefully in the morning when you get up, pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray on. Put on the full armor of God that you read about in Ephesians 6. And then you're able to stand. And then, you know, it tells you then pray and petition for the saints. You know, these are, at a minimum, things that we as Christians are to be doing. If you're reading your Bible, you're into Luke now. We've got the Bible reading plan for this month is up at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. And, you know, if you're reading right here in Luke 3, talking about John the Baptist, and he's around, he's come on the scene, he's preaching, he's teaching. And in verse 10, it comes up, I'd like to read just a couple verses here. And he says, "And the crowds were questioning him," meaning John the Baptist, "saying, then what shall we do?" And remember, John is preparing the way for Christ. "And he would answer and say to them, the man who has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and he who has food is to do likewise. And some tax collectors also came to be baptized, and they said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than what you've been ordered to. Some soldiers were questioning him, saying, and what about us? What shall we do? And he said to them, do not take money from anyone by force, or accuse anyone falsely, and be content with your wages." And, you know, he's telling them to love their neighbor as their self, is what he's telling them to do, whatever walk of life that they're in. And, you know, something as simple as that can stay the hand of God, can lead his people to repentance. Well, guys, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Richard. This is Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
I can barely hear you.
Good morning.
Oh, that's much better.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning. Yeah, you touched on the book of Daniel, and I'm looking at chapter 12 now, where it talks about shattering the holy people. Verse 7 says all these things will be completed. Now, I don't know or understand a lot of this verbiage here, but I do understand this. Verse 11 and 12, from that time that the regular sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be 1290 days. How blessed is he who keeps waiting and attains to the 1335 days. And verse 13, but as for you, go your way to the end. Then you will enter into rest and rise again for your allotted portion at the end of the age. That's one of the things that I understand. You have to keep waiting and stay pure and keep your eye on what has been promised for us.
Amen. Persevere. And perseverance.
By the way, shortwave bands have been opening up a lot in the last week or so. Before that, it was fairly difficult to even hear you. I'm listening to you on the WTWW streaming right now, but I checked my my little shortwave radio, and you're coming in real good, and I don't even have a very good antenna. So,
well, thanks for the report, Joe.
Good.
Okay, we'll be talking to you guys later.
Yes,
thanks
a lot. Yeah, spoke with a man and called in from Arkansas yesterday and said he same thing. Shortwave been coming in real good. Said they had moved and was having problems, and he just did the wire antenna. You know, put about a 50 or 60 foot wire to his shortwave and out and up in the edge of a tree. And he said since then it's been coming in great. So we sure appreciate the reception reports that you give us, Remnant.
Just make sure you disconnect that when there's lightning in the area.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And throw it down on the ground. That's the secret to those kind of antennas.
Well, guys, we're about out of time. Didn't know if you had any closing comments before we put out a church invitation and wrap this hour up.
Repent or perish.
Amen. Amen. That is still the message. The message that we see all throughout the Bible. Well, folks, we do invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. If you're going to show up in person, give us a call. Let us know, just so we know. And we'll make sure we got an extra cup of coffee on if you're going to show up in person. But if you can't do that, you can join us by going to scripturesforamerica.org at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast, and join us. You can click on the live video stream and then tell your computer if you want to watch in Flash Player or Media Player or want to watch on your smartphone. There's many ways you can join us tomorrow. You can also join us on this same shortwave station right here just a couple hours later. But we do invite you to do that. And if you do that, you know, one of the things it does is it helps you keep the commandment of not forsaking the assembly. The assembly may be just in your living room or in your office where your computer is, but you can join together with like-minded believers and worship our God, the true God. So we invite you to do that. We thank you for joining us this morning. Our address, if you want to write to us, is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 805-35.
Rollin', 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rollin', 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rollin' over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, big high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more.
Big high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
Snake-eyed.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake-eyed. Don't
try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out.